that rocks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Metal. Hey, good morning. It's 7:34. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Folks, it is time to get to your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. And Specialite is growing. They want to grow with you. You can start a career today. Just find out more. Hit them up. Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. Your topic for today, what are three things you wish you never had to do again for the rest of your life? All right, three
things. You want to hear mine real quick?
I would love to hear your three things you never have to do again for the rest of your life. What do you got?
All right, number one, this is going to be a popular one too. I already know it. Coronavirus, obviously.
You don't have to deal with it. Nice, nice.
Yeah. Number two, it's just any random Karen. If I could just not run into any more Karens in the rest of my life, I would be extremely happy. Number three is going to be traffic. If I never had to deal with traffic again in my life,
damn,
I think I would be a happier person.
Those are three really, really good answers, Hunter.
Thank you.
Damn.
Yeah.
I feel
better getting it off my chest, too. You know?
I think we're always going to have traffic. Well, maybe not. Maybe all three of these things will be fixed and you won't have to deal with them. You know, we get a vaccine coming. That could take care of the coronavirus. At least it would help out. Hopefully, these Karens will be shamed into not acting like Karens.
Right.
And
we've been doing your Karen of the Day story, so hopefully they're hearing it, and they're like, I don't want to be on that, so
and I'll be honest,
shape up.
It's been a while since I've had a really bad one. And traffic.
If we get
self-driving cars, there's not going to be any more traffic, buddy.
You're right.
So all three of yours could come true if you really think about it.
2021, please.
That might be a little soon for a couple of them, but you know, it's a start.
I'm asking baby Jesus of a lot today, and I already asked him earlier for something, but please.
Dear sweet baby Jesus, please. I like all those answers. Fantastic answers, buddy. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Yours were much better than mine. My first one is the three things I wish I never had to do again for the rest of my life. Number one is work, and don't get me wrong, I love you guys. I love it. But if I didn't, I wish I didn't have to work anymore. I wish I didn't have to pay taxes. And I wish I didn't have to wear regular pants ever again.
What kind of pants would you choose?
Like sweatpants, tearaway pants, kind of comfy pajama pants. I feel now like kind of a piece of trash after hearing your really thought out answers. You know, mine is I don't want to work, pay taxes, or wear normal clothes. Like, I'm a piece of trash. That's what it boils down to.
Well, see, you know, yours are all plausible as well, though. I mean, technically, you just not go to work.
Yeah.
You know, technically, you could just not pay taxes. And, I mean, something's going to happen, but, I mean,
yeah, honestly,
you just got a gun to your head.
There are people out there that are doing the three things, or not doing the three things that I don't want to do, and they seem to be happy, man. They seem to be happy.
What was your third one?
Not wear normal pants, like just wear sweatpants, pajama pants.
And that's a life hack. If you wear sweatpants every day, it just becomes the normal.
Yeah, I know. We've all been bullied into wearing like skinny jeans and having to get all dressed. Why? What's the point? And taxes? Come on now.
Yeah. Skinny jeans. It just feels. I don't know. Yeah. I don't wear them, but it just feels uncomfortable.
I would settle for carpet. I wish carpenter pants would come back into style.
What about the corduroys? You got some corduroys, dude.
I've never worn them. I bought them. I thought maybe I'd put them on. I have not worn them yet. So I've realized I'm not a tight pants kind of guy.
You're immediately good at hacky sacking when you put those things on.
It automatically has a bag of weed in the pocket. What?
Corduroys. They were great, man.
That's fantastic. So yours were much better, much more thought out than mine. I kind of feel like a piece of trash. So, maybe we should take a break, and I'm going to think about my life choices.
What
my goals are. Like, what exactly are my goals in life here? Because
go put some sweatpants on, you piece of trash, and think about it.
At this point, I don't want to be a contributing member to society in sweatpants. That's just what I want to do. That's where I'm at. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What are three things you wish you never had to do again for the rest of your life? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
It rocks.
Good morning. 7:46. Brock Hunter. It's even that stupid
dinosaur impression.
Stupid dinosaur noise. It's so terrible. So bad.
Sounds real.
No, good. Not even close. Anyway, folks, it's time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. What are three things you wish you never had to do again for the rest of your life? Let me say that again because apparently I can't talk. What are three things you wish you never had to do again for the rest of your life? Let's see. Celeste said, worry about money, exercise or diet, or lose loved ones way too early. I like that.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
What was her first one?
Worry about money.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
God. It's funny. There was a, you may have seen this on Reddit. It was a meme, and it was this little article that some website posted, like, here's Oprah's secrets on staying stress-free at 64. And the first comment was, step one, have $1 billion. Of course she's stress-free. She doesn't have to worry about money.
Yeah, you can kind of buy your happiness a little bit if you wanted to.
You know, when you don't have to worry about, okay, look, we can only get this much for groceries because we got to pay the electric bill. Yeah, when you have $1 billion, you're going to be stress-free. Cripes.
Money cannot buy happiness, Brock.
It's that old bit.
But a little bit of it, again.
You can buy a jet ski. You ever seen anyone unhappy on a jet ski?
It's
that old comedy bit. Let's see. Bobby said three things he wished he never had to do again. A, live through this pandemic. God, there's so many people on there with that one. B, date that girl through high school. I want to know the story behind that one.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. And C, being 18 and consoling my mother at my dad's funeral. Sorry, that one really was a bummer at the end. I'm sorry, Bobby, but that's... Let's go back to the date the girl through high school. What are you, like, dating any girl through high school? Or dating that girl?
That girl? It's probably that girl.
Because I'll be honest...
Man, poor guy. He's still dwelling on his high school relationships.
One thing I'm glad I never have to do again in life is go through that awkward high school dating phase. That was the worst. It was the effing worst. You were focusing so hard on trying to look cool, and it was painful. It was painful working that
hard. It
really
was. Yeah, you really had to present yourself, you know?
And
if you sucked at it... Yeah. If he sucked at it, she would tell everybody. Yeah. So, like, then everybody would know, you know.
Just constantly.
It's tough.
It's awful. Just constantly just struggling. Kimberly had some good ones. Three things she wishes she never had to do again in life. Pay bills. Amen. Do laundry. Amen. Or worry about money. Obviously, the worry about money one's up there. But pay bill and do laundry. God, I want to change one of my answers. Can I change one of my answers? I wish I never had to do laundry again for the rest of my life.
It's not far off, man. I'm pretty sure they're coming out with robots are going to do it for you.
Honestly, I think at some point, you're right. You know, there's a few things in our life, and is it going to be soon? Maybe not, because it's not a major issue. You know, really the things that are big issues that people are working on. But I want that scientist that comes out with this thing that you literally just, all you have to do is throw the laundry into it. That's the only thing. And then it washes it, it dries it, it folds it, boom. All right, you got to throw it. I don't mind throwing the laundry in and then putting the laundry away. But even if I had a robot to do all of the work, I still wouldn't. Oh. It would stay down in the laundry room.
Right. It wouldn't. You wouldn't do that one last final step.
Because I'm a piece of trash. Like, all I have to do is grab this folded laundry, walk it upstairs, and put it in my closet. I still won't do that. I will just make the laundry room my closet now. That's what I'm going to do.
You know, it's not far off, Brock. Robots are going to do your laundry, do the dishes. They're going to clean your house. Yep. You just don't have to do anything. You know how fat, disgusting you're going to be? Because you don't have to leave the couch. It'll bring you food. It'll bring you beers.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. Just being a fat piece of trash in my sweatpants. Job in the hut. Let's see. Blake had some good ones. Three things he wished he never had to do again for the rest of his life. Number one, taxes. Amen. God, I hate paying taxes. I know when we have to. We got to pay taxes. I get it, but I wish I didn't have to, okay?
Yeah, and where's it going right now? This is one of the most toughest times we've ever experienced. Where are all those tax dollars at? Come on, give me some more of that.
Yeah, I know. I need a few more tax dollars.
Got 1,200 of it way back in March, but that's about it.
I spent that immediately, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Number two, he said, pandemic masks. I will be happy when we don't have to wear masks. Right now, I will. I wear my mask every single day whenever I go out, but I will be happy when I don't have to. And number three, bowel movements. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. I still kind of enjoy that part. I mean, it does take up time in your day, but...
Yeah, it's enjoyful, though. It's relieving, I guess.
It's kind of like a little bit of you time. And now with phones, you know, it's like a 20-minute break, you know?
Wow. Yeah, imagine that. Not a bowel movement for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that, I think you're sick. I think you're sick if that's what's going on. let's see. Sandra said, pay bills, do the dishes, and watch the Packers. Well, suck it up, Sandra, because they're still playing.
Playing the Bears this week, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. That's next Sunday. Is that next Sunday? I think next Sunday. Or this, I can't remember. Hill. Let's see. Let's end with Randy's. Randy just had one. What's three things you wish you never had to do again for the rest of your life? He just said, wake up. It's just one thing. It's just one thing. I just wake up. That's it.
Well, Randy.
Randy, are you okay, buddy? Do we need to check on
you? Bud?
We might need to check on Randy. Randy, yeah. I just don't want to wake up. I'm good. I'm done. I'm tired. We're all set. Anyway.
Tired of life. I'm tired of 2020. Hey, hold on just for a little bit more, Randy. 2021 is not far
right
out.
Around the corner. It's going to be the greatest year ever. That's the one thing we can kind of hope for in life. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back. Stick around.